all the stuff in between these freeway exits lies great discoveries and, you know, a Los Angeles that many people don't necessarily know. I think Los Angeles is often identified as the entertainment industry hub, and it is. And that's a big part of what this city is, but it's not all.
So you do need an insider guide to Los Angeles to find interesting destinations that you couldn't see from behind the wheel. That's why we're going to talk to Laurel Moglen. She's co-author of 111 Places in Los Angeles That You Must Not Miss. So if you want to live like a Los Angeles local, Laurel says head to the Dockweiler Beach.
It's one of the two places where you can have a bonfire. And so you have to get there early to snag a spot, but that's definitely a very California experience.
And if you want no doubt that you're in America and Los Angeles, you can take your hire car to the cinema.
There's a spot in the City of Industry where 7 nights a week, rain or shine, you can see a drive-in movie.
Los Angeles is the world's movie capital. Here's another site you might recognize if you love the old black and white Laurel and Hardy films. Do you remember the Music Box where they had to haul a piano up a long flight of steps only to discover they could have driven the instrument to the property instead?
I mean, it's still those concrete stairs. It's not that pretty. Those guys were on those stairs lugging that piano up there. So I don't know. It just feels good sort of standing where these greats once stood.
You can find out where to find that in Laurel's book. And also, staying with showbiz, what about the shop where you can dress in the star's clothes?
It's a Wrap is not your everyday secondhand store, because all the clothes and even some objects there come from movie and television sets. So you may find really high-end designer stuff there at a discounted price.
If you want to find off-beaten track shopping, Laurel has another Los Angeles tip.
York Boulevard has a really nice history, and it's, you know, it's very Los Angeles. It was a hub of arts and crafts movement in the 1960s. It was infused with Mexican Americans, and now it has a lot more young, we call them hipster families, tattoo sporting artists. There's a great coffee shop there called, or really cafe called Cafe de Leche, which serves up excellent coffee here in Los Angeles. It's right next to a playground, so if you have kids, it's a good place to let them run loose. There's artisanal ice cream there, a place called Scoops, where you can get rosewater pistachio ice cream, etc. And also lots of secondhand stores, some higher-end boutiques where you can find, you know, they're locally owned and not chain-oriented stores.
If you want to taste Los Angeles, again, Laurel's book makes interesting recommendations.
Cindy's is a diner in Eagle Rock, and the story goes that Lionel Sternberger was a teenager who was working at his parents' roadside diner and spontaneously dropped a piece of cheese on his burger, creating what is thought to be the first cheeseburger, which of course is an American iconic food now. And it hosts a weekly veggie burger, a different veggie burger every week.
And for a night out, Laurel recommends the Blue Whale. It's a jazz bar, club, and art gallery in the city's Little Tokyo area.
This guy by the name of Jun Lee, South Korean guy, was in college in New York. He dropped out, pursued jazz singing, and then opened a club in Los Angeles. The night that I went to Blue Whale, and by the way, I went there by myself with some trepidation. I didn't think it would be very fun and felt a little self-conscious about it. But when I walked in, it's very warm, it's welcoming, and it's all about the music. When I was there, the Brandon Coleman Band was playing, and he's the keyboardist for Alicia Keys. I mean, I just locked out. For $15, I walk in there, and I am seeing this amazing musician and his band just make beautiful music. The crowd was super into it, jumping up, hollering. I mean, you never know what you're going to get, but I think that June really curates excellent nights of music.
So where can you stay in this sprawling city? Well, the Charlie Hotel was once owned by Charlie Chaplin, and Laurel says it's a good spot. It's close to Melrose Avenue, 30 minutes from Santa Monica, 20 from Hollywood, and 20 from downtown. You can order 111 Places in Los Angeles That You Must Not Miss from Amazon.